Governor Andrew Cuomo announced last week that hair salons, which have been closed since March, are in phase two of New York State reopening. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, although the state has not yet provided any guidance on what that might look like, salon owners are taking it upon themselves to start planning.
Hairstylist Belinda Cornell is the owner of the salon at Studio B in Watertown. Cornell took a commission base from hairstylists that used her studio. As she looks to a possible reopening by the end of next week or June 1st, she says at least two of her full-time hairdressers will not be coming back because they have kids with no one to watch them.
If I'm not making money, if I can't sustain rent on 2,400 square feet plus utilities, then it's no longer a benefit for me to keep the business as it was running.
So she is using her savings to convert part of her home into a new private salon for her to use.
I'm wrestling with feeling guilty for not providing a work location for the few girls that were absolutely ready to return to work and looking at what's best for my family.
Instead of copying the recommendations other states have made, she's coming up with their own guidelines for how her business will change. Clients will be asked to stay in their vehicles until the space is cleared and sanitized. Every client will get a new cape, there will be face masks, and Cornell will have a new apron for each appointment.
We have a list pages and pages long of people who are champing at the bit to come back.
It's unclear if nail salons are included in the phase two reopening, but Danny Wynn, the owner of Luminous Nails and Spa in Syracuse, is preparing to reopen with guidelines laid out by the Centers for Disease Control and other states.
We need to try to limit our capacity, like the staff and the clients in the salon. So it's going to be a lot differently than how it used to be. It's not going to be normal.
That means they'll operate by appointments only, no walk-ins. Everyone will have to wear a mask and sanitize their hands, and they're installing protective shields at each nail station and the reception area. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.